How's it going, Sha?
Yeah, it's fine. yeah, it's fine. My spirits are low today.
Why is that?
No, I don't think there's any real reason. I think sometimes you wake up and your spirits are low. Sometimes you do a thing and then when you're done, you just kind of, you know, you're like, ugh. And it's not that it took a lot out of me or anything like that, but for whatever reason, at this point in time, my spirits are a little low. I'm sure I'll be fine tomorrow, or I might need to eat something. You know, it could be any number of things, but
okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How about you?
I'm hoping
how you
it
doing?
Bounces back. I got to tell you, I felt the opposite, like 2 days ago.
Okay.
I felt like extremely high in spirit. And I got to give full credit to something I don't think I'd ever say. I felt significantly better after having a salad. Like, I had a salad and I was like, oh, like, this is what people talking about? Like,
absolutely. Sure.
Real talk, my skin felt better. I felt like my blood was moving different inside of me. Like, it was like, oh, okay, we got a little pick-me-up today, you know?
Wow, okay. Well, yes, I had a salad yesterday, and I don't know if all of those things happened for me instantaneously or anything, but I was just like, oh, I'm glad I'm eating a salad. As you can see, whatever happened, it did not last a full 24 hours because I am, I could just be... exhausted. Who knows? Maybe I didn't get enough sleep, although I feel like I did, or maybe there's a episode of Law and Order that I watched that's really weighing on me. Although I did just have one on, and the victim in that episode, the character's name was Michael Jones, and they just kept saying his name, and I kept going... Like, who? And
oh, man.
And no one was here to respond to me. The cat's too young to know Mike Jones.
Is that number still connected?
I don't know. I can't remember. Know? What's the number? You remember it, right?
Nah, I don't. But, like, I knew it was, like, a thing.
I knew. Yeah, it was a legit number. Yes.
Yeah.
It might be still connected. I'd like to hope that he disconnected it, but also what else you got going on? Go on and answer the phone.
Keep the phone, you know? Especially now the phone plans are better. Like, you can finally just afford the calls. Like back then when he did that, like, you were getting charged per call. You know, you were getting charged if you were getting called during the daytime.
Oh, daytime. Yes. Daytime minutes versus nights and weekend minutes. Oh, my goodness.
Straight up. He was getting crazy bills. Like, right now, it's just a flat $40.
That's true.
Go crazy. You know
what
I mean?
True,
this is when you need it.
Who wants to talk to Mike Jones?
Yo, I'll talk to Mike Jones.
Outside of, you know, some old man or a creditor. I don't know. Maybe maybe Paul Wall talks to him, right? That was the same crew, right? Paul Wall's doing fine for himself. He's making grills and shit.
Real talk, Paul expanded.
Yeah, he really did. Good for him.
He kept his brand strong. Yo,
yeah, he really did. And he still can rhyme.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a set rhythm. He had a way all of his rhymes sounded. Like, blah, 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 blah. You see the blah, blah, blah. You see the blah, blah, blah. You see the blah, 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 blah. That's how it...
Oh, that's awesome.
They all went like that. That is not only based on Drive Slow. I swear to you, all of the rhymes went like that. And I was I heard that a few times and I just went, all right, I'm good. I got it. You know, don't...
What's that game called where people ask you to answer a question and they fill it into like a pre-made, like
what, Mad Libs?
Yeah, yo.
Yeah.
Paul Wall Mad Libs, yo. Yeah, that's kind of fire. You see them, right? You see them.
It all sounded like that. Bless his heart.
Shouts to Paul Wall. I'm a fan now. Real talk. I'm going to play all Paul Wall today.
He may have switched it up, but I feel like no. And it's fine to have a template. Look,
you don't have to think.
You know exactly how it's a smart way to write a rhyme. If you know, okay, I need a rhyme for this part. I need, you know, A, B, ABC, ABC. Like, you know. You know what you're doing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Real talk. Yo, Paul, I'm sorry for giving away your secrets. You know?
You gave away your secrets by getting it down on wax. All I'm doing is observing.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I'm sorry no one was there to enjoy the Mike Jones reference.
Yeah.
You know, I will say I do appreciate there are Law and Order episodes that, like, they let the bad guy get away just enough that, like, I know, like, oh, like, this might not go how I think, you know?
Right, yes. You know, yeah, like,
they do.
They
do a good job of that.
They really do lose a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yo. You watch that show, like, yo, this is too much like real life.
Yeah, like, oh, my goodness, you know?
Man, y'all supposed to be the stars and the hero, but nah, y'all lose a solid 50% of these episodes, you know?
Right, yes. So it's kind of wild, but
straight up.
Yeah, so I've just been kind of just watching. I watch Original Recipe. That's the one I prefer. So I've just been watching some Original Recipes to try and get over, you know, whatever kind of funk I may have. It could just be the mental anguish of like trying to walk again, you know, and just how trying to figure out how life is different, you know, because the thing about the healing process is when it first starts, it hurts and you think, oh, life will never be the same. And then after about a week and a half, you realize, oh, wait, that stopped hurting. So, you know, I'm now in a new wave of that where I am walking in both sneakers around the house with a crutch. So, now the tread, we're trying to even out that tread.
Baby.
There's been one sneaker I've been using the whole time and its mate has been in the closet just like, what about me? And I'm like, hopefully we get to you soon.
Your time is coming.
Yeah, so we're getting there, but it's a new set of aches and pains. And and so it's just like the bummer of trying to figure all of that out. That could be why I am just a little down. My spirits are a little down. And again, maybe I just need your magical salad. I don't know.
It's out there. I'll bring it over. Real talk.
Yeah.
You know, there's no like group hangout like apps for like people recovering from like, you know, broken bones and ankles and stuff. That'd be like a cool dating app, you know?
No.
Like,
oh, Lord. No. None of us can do anything.
But you could not do stuff together.
Nah, I'm good not doing stuff alone. Yeah.
That should be fire.
No, that
it's like
sounds...
four places accommodating the four crutches at a time.
Well, you know? Here's the thing. I was talking to my roommate about this last night about the different ways to view like broken bones and healing from them. And either you're someone who's like, oh my goodness, this will take forever. Like, I don't know if I can bounce back from this quickly. This hurts. Or there's the, as my roommate called it, the extreme sports version of it, where they're just like, it's the cost of living. Because they're throwing themselves around all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, they're just like, like you see people talk about breaking a bone and they're just like, man, and I was back at it and, you know, in no time. And it's like, really, huh? Because it seems like that takes a while. And that's not just a thing that's like young versus old, because you could be a young person and break a bone and be like, I'll never move again. You know what I mean? It's more of a mindset.
Yeah.
And so my roommate, again, he broke his collarbone last spring, and we were talking about our reluctance to kind of, you know, move through it and that kind of thing. And he's just like, you know, I mean, I broke the bone and I feel a little scared about doing stuff again. And I was like, didn't you just go rock climbing yesterday? And he's like, yeah. And I said, wasn't this the fourth time you've broken that collarbone? And he's like, third or fourth time, I can't remember because of the concussions. And I'm like, okay, you are the extreme sports guy. You've always been, you fell while skating.
Yeah.
And got, and was like, oh, I think my arm's broken. And then got back in your car and then just drove hours home to a, like, you're the extreme sports guy. You can't help me. I'm always scared. I've always been scared. Yeah. Yeah.
We different people.
Yeah. So, so I don't think we solved anything.
That's fair.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. You know, you're right. Like, I can't picture, like I don't think Sean White or, like, Tony Hawk are slowing down. Like, like they're moving slower, but they're still doing all the
exactly.
things.
All you know the what things. I mean? Like, Tony Hawk is probably, I don't know how old he is. He's a few years older than I am, right?
Right.
And he looks older.
Right, but because he's beaten up, but he's still out there, like, in spirit. He's still skateboarding. Like, he's still like, yeah, oh, well, I'll get up there today.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing is that him slowing down is still him moving a lot. He's 55, so he's like, yeah, he's like 4 years older than I am.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, he's not, he's him, yeah, he still is doing whatever loop-de-loops that he's doing. I don't want to remember what the numbers are for the amounts of whatever, you know, but yeah, he can still do that because that's what his body does.
Yeah,
even in discomfort, that's what his body does. And I don't, I am curious to see what my body does when it's back to as close to being back to like, yeah, okay, like I'm like, huh, what's my activity? Still curling up in the fetal position?
yo, real talk shot. Yo, I know you won't say yes to this.
Uh-oh.
But I would love to, like, sign up for parkour classes with you.
You have got to be out of your mind.
Real
I
talking.
Will I will drive you to a parkour class. Where are you going to parkour? Boy, if you don't stop. No.
You can start low level first. You know,
what is low level? Low level is tripping over your own feet, and I already did that.
But we stand up, you know?
No.
We roll.
No.
You know?
I don't think I can.
Oh, dude, that's just so bad with you, yo. Jumping over park benches.
No. How about we just let's take a tap dancing class instead?
So I can't use that in real life.
You'd be surprised. It's my tap dancing that helps me balance on one leg while I had another leg that was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tap dancing is mostly weight distribution on the balls of your feet. So I'm desperate to get back on the ball of my right foot, which is the bum one, so that I can kind of, so that you're kind of ready for everything. You're always in a slight crouch, knees softly bent on like, not your tippy toes, but just like ready for whatever, because you might have to, pa-da, right?
You
know, so. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So that is, it turns out that helped me balance.
Huh.
Because you're also like balancing on one foot while doing stuff with the other foot. So it turned out great because I could always do stuff with my right foot, but balance on my left. And luckily that's how this worked out. But, yeah, but it's still, you know, it's still a lot.
Okay. We could do one and one. Okay. We do one day we tap dance, one day we parkour.
Why parkour?
I just want to be like mobile and like I want to do like cartwheels and rollouts over like park benches. I want to be able to get away from the cops when I'm 65.
Sure, sure.
You know.
Quick question: have you ever been able to do a cartwheel?
I do one every year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
every year.
Right, you do one.
Make it a point.
Yes. Okay. I've never done a cartwheel before.
See, come on, Sha. It's our
time. It is too late. It's too late.
So I've taught so many people. We could do this.
I don't think. Do you understand? I broke my ankle trying to carry in bottles of water and slipped on cardboard. I'm not doing a cartwheel. I don't do anything where I feel the wind move against my face. I don't do it.
Man.
I don't do it. The most of it is if the window is rolled down in a car. Otherwise, nah. I'm not in convertibles. I'm not in go-karts. I'm not on skates. I'm not on bikes.
Yo. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 So me flipping is wild. Tripping. I can trip all day. Not trip over my feet. Just like, I'm tripping. But I'm not flipping. I'm not doing that.
Oh, man. I was rooting for it. I thought it'd be dope.
Yeah.
It'd be like the full spectrum comeback story, you know? Shot broke an ankle. She came back better than ever, you know?
I got to find
that. Hopping over rooftops.
I got to find a different way to have a coming back better than ever situation. Okay. But I don't think that's going to be it. Because you're not going to have anything to compare it to. You understand? Okay. Like, there will not be any footage or photos of me mid-cartwheel. Or a fourth of the way through a parkour to like, how she used to, you don't have that. Any picture of me is of me barely smiling, sitting in the corner somewhere. Those are all the pictures of me. So really, let's shoot for me giving a full smile. That's really, that's the stretch.
Full smile, 2024. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. What we're shooting for. That's what we're shooting for.
Oh, man. Temper expectations. Okay? Yes.
Yeah. That is actually what's on my coat of arms. Temper expectations.
Oh, my goodness. I love this. I guess that's accurate. I should do that more often. That might be the thing I think I struggle with most. I don't temper expectations much at all.
You know? You go for the top all the time. And then you tend to be a little surprised when folks aren't up there with you or willing to go. And I sometimes have to say, what made you think?
No, that's
like,
fair.
Think about the people. And each time, to your credit, you think for a second or two and you're like, nah, you're right. So,
I'm, see it.
I'm
open-minded, you know what I mean? Yeah. If nothing else. I feel like that's key to life. If you're going to do crazy ideas, you got to be willing to accept the smart people around you when they tell you, nah, B. Let's get into the news.
Okay.
You added an article here, right?
I added the first one, yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, you want me to read this?
Please, go for it.
Okay, this is from WSB Atlanta, Channel 2.
ATL.
From Hall County, Margaritaville at Lake Lanier Islands is taking the first steps in building the state's first water slide coaster, which will open as part of its new Fins Up Water Park this summer. The water park held a ceremony last Wednesday to welcome breaking ground on the new ride. Officials announced that they got to sign some steel on the Apocalypso.
Whoa.
Which will be the centerpiece of a tower with four new slides. This monumental investment marks the most significant expansion of Margaritaville at Lanier Islands in decades, adding Georgia's largest water slide complex to the water park, boasting an impressive 15 slides in total in 2024, park officials wrote. The ride will have the largest, quote, blasterango drop, end quote, in the U.S., which sends up and downhill at an average speed of 30 miles per hour. Three more slides will lead from the same tower: the Serpentine Storm, the Dreamsicle Dive, and the Mango Mania, which is meant for younger riders. The Tower of Slides, featuring Georgia's first water slide coaster, will be an epic addition to Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, said Bucky Perry, vice president of Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. For those seeking an escape and a nonstop day of high-speed intensity thrills and family fun, Margaritaville at Lanier Islands is the place to be. The park's set to open on May 4th. I just want to repeat that last sentence one more time. For those seeking an escape and a nonstop day of high-speed intensity thrills and family fun, Margaritaville at Lanier Islands is the place to be.
Oh, man, I love this.
says Bucky Perry, vice president of Margaritaville at Lanier Islands.
My man, Bucky Perry, yo.
Okay, so we got a couple. I really just want to hit on two things. One, I believe people are moving to Atlanta for the city. It's just kind of known for its innovation, right?
Mm. Okay.
Because as we see here, they keep finding new ways to kill people at Lake Lanier. A water slide coaster, like a high speed water slide.
Yep.
At Lake Lanier, where folks are dying easy. No effort. No effort. We're gonna add a challenge.
Life is running on easy there. Y'all still dying on your own.
Okay.
You don't need to go to level pro yet, okay?
Fantastic. And this again is the lake that was made, a man-made lake where they cleared out a whole black community and filled it in to make Lake Lanier. And I wanna say the ancestors are mad and constantly taking bodies. As they should be. So the brain trust at Margaritaville at Lanier Islands thought, what if we made this happen faster? Okay.
And they're second, not dying enough for easy.
There's too many people are moving here. So let's thin out the ranks. We're moving here too quickly. Secondly, what are your views on water parks and water slides? Have you ever really been to one? And
I'm not big on water fun. Yeah, like I don't do it. I went to this whole Mexico thing with my boy for his birthday. I didn't do the pool. I don't rock with all of that. Like, it just seems weird. I don't want to see this many nipples. Like, I don't want to see all my boys' chests. It's too much information. You're like, I love y'all.
Oh, wow.
With skirts on, I don't want to see that. I don't want to acknowledge that, like, there's more skin on any of my friends.
Let alone strangers.
Yeah, that's just wild. Like, that's too much information. I don't know you as a person. Why do I know your belly button shape? Like, that's crazy to me. I don't know you. I don't want to know that.
Too much information. Oh, that a water park or any water fun is too much information is so funny. I literally can't laugh.
Yo, that
my body is stuck with a full body laugh. I can't even let out because that's such a beautiful way of putting that.
Yo, it messes my, like, it's the only time in my life where, like, I don't know how to make eye contact to a man when we're talking. Like, like, what? Where am I supposed to look at you, my G? There's so many other points of contact. Like, why are we like this together? No, there's no reason, B. There's so many other places we could talk. So many other places, yo. We should have shirts on for this conversation. It's too casual, my G. It's crazy. What do you do for a living? I don't care. Put a shirt on, my G. We could talk. So don't talk to me over here. It's crazy, yo. I can't do that place, yo. None of these places. Every time Gabby want to go to a water park, I pay for it. Her and the kids could go. I don't want to be around people like that. It's just weird to me, yo.
I don't want to be around people like that.
That shit is off. Like, I can't do it.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Well, that, honestly, that's better than I could ever hope for. I just want you to know this was sent to me by, hold on, who sent this to me? Black Lady Blue on Twitter, old school fan, trooping correspondent.
Love it.
And she sent it and she was just like, please talk about this on the show so we can learn how Gastor feels about water slides. And I thought, oh, this is great because it's Lake Lanier. So I certainly have something to say, which is, what the fuck are y'all doing? And I honestly do kind of want to know how Gastor feels about water slides. And you did not disappoint, my man.
That shit bothers me. I've never enjoyed it. It's just weird, B. And it's trauma from like being a kid. Cause like when you're young, I'm already looking up at people. So like when you got your shirt off, I'm eye level to belly buttons. It's just weird. I don't want to see this, B.
Okay.
I'm seeing hair on your stomach and like none of it. Like I don't respect you anymore. You know, why are we talking, B? Nah, you can't tell me what to do. I see what this looks like.
Okay. You know all right. Mean? So that's how the child you viewed it. Okay.
Straight up. Well, this is just weird, B. Like, I don't need this information, you know? Nah, man. It revealed too much.
So do you swim at all?
I can, but like I took classes when I was real young. Like my dad made me.
Mm-hmm.
I was really fast. Like they was trying to get me to do like the local like tryout team. Like they wanted me to like train with people that like did it for like high school as a sport and college and all of that shit. So I was like real fast, but like I went and swim with other people. I was like, nah, B, I'm not doing this like class shit. This isn't fun. I'm doing this because you made me as a survival trait. I could do it. You want to do a training class where like it's me and the coach, I'll swim by myself.
Okay.
And like if a kid of mine is drowning, I'm capable. Like I'll go get them. But like I'm not like just swimming for kicks with hundreds of people. That's just insane.
Okay, what
are we doing here? Like beaches as a whole concept just fucks my head up. I don't get it. None of it makes sense to me at all. I don't understand it. Every time people try to break it down, every part of the beach sounds horrible to me.
No,
I'm seeing all of my friends with no shirts on. There's sand on my food. I got to get clean to get dirty to get clean to get dirty. It's insanity. none of it makes sense. You know what I mean? Oh, you thirsty? We got to drag this fucking 30-pound container onto the beach to get drinks. There's drinks at home. It's hot over there, too. I could stand outside and get warm and get a tan. Every step of it bothers me. I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't like none of these sports. Hey, Gabby, you know, I'm reaffirming my stance. I ain't moving to none of these hot places. I refuse It's off
Gabby,
the table.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He absolutely will. Y'all will be on the beaches of North Carolina again. Don't listen to him. That shit be hurting me, yo.
I show you bitches the whole trip of North Carolina. We on the beach. I am in this shirt. Like, straight up. I'm on the beach, fully covered. The kids was out there having the time of their life, going swimming 3-4 times a day. I would go out and I would stand on the wooden platform and I would yell out, yo, straight up. I'm like, yo, y'all good? Y'all good? Got any sandwiches? Nah, I'll be inside. You know? And I went back in and I sat on my porch where I could see the beach from 100 feet away, you know what I mean? Enjoying the sounds. That's beautiful. Real talk.
Okay. All right.
But like on the beach, like with, nah, B. Keep all that. Real talk. I want none of that. That's the only reason, North Carolina beach, the only reason it made sense because it was private. I saw 3-4 chests at a time all day.
Okay. Real talk. All right.
I could pace myself. Like, all right, every like 2 to 3 hours, I'm going to see too much, but it's okay. You
know what I mean?
They're allowed. It's America.
What if you had access to a pool where you could swim by yourself? Would you go like today by yourself, no one else?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, you could swim by yourself somewhere.
Yeah, I could swim by myself and I could swim with my family.
Okay,
like me and I don't even want like my parents no more.
Your immediate family.
I don't want to see my dad like that. I don't want to see my mom like that. I don't want to see my siblings. Nah, B. I'll let you use the pool too. Tell me when you're done. Let's go out.
Okay.
But like, but you coming over to swim? Cool. I'll be downstairs. Do what you got to do.
Okay. All right.
Yo,
this is all very important information to have when you finally move from New York. This is very key. I want you to already have this down in writing, so this isn't a surprise to anyone.
I promise you, Gabby knows. We talked.
Yeah. No, I'm sure.
She's like, yo, we got to have a pool. Because she's like, and I appreciate it. She's like, you know, we got kids that, you know, my son turns 14 next week, my daughter 15. So we're like already thinking like our next home might be our forever home.
Right.
So she's like, we should have a pool. So like, we know when my siblings come over, when our kids come over, they could like, they want to stay longer or like be with Tia or or like eventually our when we're the grandparents, you know?
Right, right.
And I'm like, that's cool, but like, I just know I'm not gonna be outside with them like at all. Like, that's just not the part, because like, I don't want to do that to someone else now. Like, now sure. I'm the weird dude with the no shirt on. Right. And then, like, you know, I'm going to make a weird memory for my niece and nephew. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to.
They love me. They see me as Coco G, you know? And I don't want to, like, have that out there. Yo, Coco G got, like, a weird, like his left nipple low and his right. Why he got hair there? You know? And, like, now they don't listen to me. Like, you know? And nah. Uh-uh.
Okay.
It's not happening. Oh, would not man. Be me.
I am so glad we covered that. I can't tell you how happy I am that we got to the bottom of that. Oh my goodness. Oh, Lord of mercy.
Will not have.
Well, that was just the first story. So, well, yeah. Whatever else is gravy at this point. I think we truly got to the bottom of something here.
Let's block out that trauma. In other news, a woman used a rewards card software glitch to steal $27,000 in gas over 6 months.
Good for her.
Respect. Yo, hell yeah. Nebraska woman exploited a software glitch to steal 27 G's worth of gas. She stole an estimated of 7,413 gallons over 6 months. The glitch allowed anyone swiping a reward card twice to pump gas for free. Yo!
Nice.
Hell yeah. How did she discover this? The Lincoln, Nebraska was the first to report that Dawn Thompson, 45, was charged with one count of theft by unlawful taking relating to the exploitation of the glitch. Thompson was arrested on March 6th following the investigation. Police said that Thompson used the glitch to pump free gas over 6 months. It was reported that the fuel cost between November 2022 and June 2023 was about 3.758 per gallon, equaling $27,860. Yo, I support all of this.
Yeah, this is great. It didn't hurt an individual. It hurt this whatever company it was that had the rewards card or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Fantastic.
Real talk. I'm all about this, yo. Real,
free
this
her.
Ain't even like a... I wouldn't even call this... I'm mad they're calling this a theft. This would have been a hustle. I know.
This... Exactly. This is... Yeah. Now, this is a hustle.
Straight like, up.
I hate how much they're saying she, you know, she stole and blah, blah. Nah, man. She took advantage of an opportunity.
Yeah. Real talk. I don't see anything she did wrong. Like...
No.
Because, like, all of this is something... Like, first of all, who didn't notice it? Like... Mm. On their end, you should have been like paying attention. I'm consistently losing like money around like these type of like credit card swipes. Like there should have been like a system in place where like I feel like I would assume gas stations can tell when there's a discrepancy when they've received a certain amount of money for a certain amount of gas.
Right.
So like if they're seeing that.
Okay,
they so it be the ones to fix that.
It says a loss prevention manager for Bosselman Enterprise, which owns the gas station, discovered that one card had been used repeatedly to get free gas. The card's information was traced back to her, who was also captured on video surveillance pumping fuel into her car on several occasions. The card was used over 500 times.
Yo.
And on some occasions, fuel was stolen several times in a single day. Another woman had also used the card and claimed that Thompson had allowed her to use it to get discounted fuel. The local news outlet said that the glitch was fixed last June. So she got like a smooth 7-8 months.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, good for her.
Real talk, she wasn't even telling, like, she wasn't selling the idea. Mm-mm. She was sharing with the community.
Come on.
Bro, this is beautiful. We
gas
need more
was damn
like
near
this.
$4 a gallon.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It is not her fault that y'all didn't know how to fix a glitch.
Exactly. And I feel like if this is a glitch, you got to eat that. Like,
you got to eat that.
Yeah.
You got to eat that.
That's all you. You made the mistake. She pointed it out for you.
Well, you know what I mean? She, you know, I wouldn't say it was a direct, hey, you guys made a mistake. Or more of just like a, oh, I guess y'all caught that mistake, huh? Well,
okay.
It was a good run. <You know?
laughs> Real talk. You gotta let it keep that, man. I'm mad at all of this process, yo.
Well, and I like, mean, it does say at the end, at the time of reporting, Thompson was not listed on the Lancaster County Department of Corrections inmate roster. So okay. She, I guess, was arrested, but she hadn't been, she's not in jail. So they're probably just like, yeah, I don't know, girl. You got us.
Yeah, because like the math of it is stupid, right? Like, that's significant money for her. Mm-hmm. But like, that's 27 hours of a lawyer.
Right. Yes.
Like that, there's no way it makes sense for you to go after this lady. Like, and also your computer programmer, I promise you, costs more than that. Like, right. Yo, like, yep. Every single solution that you could have came up with would have cost more than catching this lady and pointing it and having her pointed out.
Yeah.
She did y'all a service.
She did. It took y'all 7 months, but you figured it out and you found the glitch and you fixed it. I mean, just ban her from that gas station.
Yeah.
Just do that if you want to, if you really feel like you need to do something. And then she'll just go to another gas station.
Real talk.
Yeah.
I would keep her forever. Unless you, low key, you were loyal.
You're loyal when stuff is, when you figured out the system, when you're getting over. I don't know if loyal is the word you want to use. I'm loyal to the ones I can steal from. You know, that's a little different, but.
Also, like, what are you doing? Like, $27,000 in gas in 6 months is wild.
Yeah, but she was doing, I mean, she was letting other people use it.
Okay, yeah.
Because it said, like, sometimes, multiple times a day.
Yeah, that's
absolutely that's just like her, you know, maybe a boyfriend or a spouse or something, maybe a kid, a coworker, you know, someone in her knitting. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Yo, them dudes played hot potato real quick now when them charges came up. They were pressing you to use the card, but like now when they were like, yo, whose card is this? That was her. That was her. Oh, she was making me go.
I mean, it all was on that particular card, so.
Man, I'd be so tight, yo. I let you borrow the card, you ain't taking none of this 27K off of you?
No.
Come on, B. You got to split these charges with me. I promise you people were pressing her. Like, she was stressed about, she had to create a lending system over this shit.
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely a spreadsheet.
Straight up, yo.
What are the days that you need gas? I will meet you at this corner. I mean,
yeah,
did she, like, set up shop, like, across the street from that gas station? And then just kind of roll through, like, every 3 hours, just like, boop, 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 just hit every machine. Go on, everybody, get your free gas.
Yo, she could pick people up at the gas station. Yeah, this gas on me. Don't even worry about it. I got you. Hold that.
Good for her.
Real talk, yo. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I hope they don't toss her in the slammer, but good for her.
$7,413.
What? Huh? What are you doing?
That's how many gallons. Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm guess curious. So.
That's how many gallons she took, right?
Good for her. I can't say it enough.
7,413. So let's say her car get like 22 miles to the gallon. Yo, she got 163,000 miles worth of gas.
I mean, that makes sense. She's in Nebraska. Nothing's close.
Yeah.
You need that. Like, that seems like a lot, but, I mean, there's so much of the country you have to drive a far piece. You got to drive. So, yeah, absolutely. It probably isn't even that much in the grand scheme of things.
Hey, I was going to say, you could drive across the United States, 2,472 miles.
Okay.
So, she could have drove across America 60 times with that free gas money, yo.
It depends on the route. But, yeah, I mean,
I'm so hyped with this hustle.
Yeah, like, it's, you know, I'm sure everybody who got the gas truly needed it. That seems like a lot. And if that's what it was in Nebraska, what was it in the rest of the, like, Yeah, absolutely. Yikes.
Kudos, B. Real talk. You a real American hero.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with you. In other news, New York license plate. Oh, we got another hustle. New York license plate cheats, skirted $108 million in speeding camera tickets last year. New York City lost an estimated $108 million last year from drivers who used fake or obscure license plates to evade speed cameras. Lander, which comp controller Brad Lander, said on Monday, the problem has proven to not only undermine the city's speed and red light camera program, but also the technology used for toll collection by the MTA, Port Authority, and the State Thruway Authority.
I mean, that's the point. The point is to undermine the speed and red light cameras and the toll collection.
According to Landy's report, 22% of the cars caught speeding by the city's automated cameras were rejected as unbillable in the first half of 2023 because of their plates being unreadable. The majority of those had so-called ghost plates or temporary license plates printed off of the internet. The next most common reason speeding cars were deemed unbillable was because their license plates were defaced or covered up. In the data reported to the news, the plate cheaters cost the MTA $46 million and the Port Authority $40 million in 2022.
I mean, all right. Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, I guess. I wonder if they just didn't think of that when they implemented all these cameras and things.
Yeah, you don't have real people no more.
That people were going to put a like a little clear or like a pink colored piece of acetate or something over their license plate that matches the car, you know, that goes with the the style of the car, but then you can't really read the numbers. And wait, New York, they have license plates on the front and the back, right? That's mandatory. Both sides. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, then you got to mess up both of those or you got to get one of those license plates that, you know, follow me to Waffle House or something. I don't know. Whatever it is that take up some of the space. I guess y'all don't really have those here, but yeah, sure. That's not, I mean, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah. I think this is, I feel like this is again, a game of like, catch me if you can.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
you're saving money on not having staff there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Most of us are going to still follow the rule.
Right.
Like, real talk, you're still going to get the majority of the money without any real effort. And then, yeah, I'm okay with you having a cop there every now and then by surprise. They're like, if the thing goes off and says, hey, that guy didn't pay, you got me. Yeah, here's the ticket money, you know? See right. if you get me tomorrow, you know? And we can play the game again. It's Tom and Jerry, real life.
I mean, the thing is... my understanding is to have a car in this city is to deal with tickets constantly,
be it
parking or speeding. So, you know what? If I want to throw some sort of thing, a Hello Kitty design over my license plate, so you can say, oh, I guess just look at the front. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, let me live.
It's hard out here. I'm trying to park. I've been circling these blocks for 45 minutes. I've missed the first half of the movie now. So,
real talk.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So many ways of identifying my car.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got the front license plate front and back. I got stickers all over the front left side of my car.
Mm-hmm.
You got registration. Yep. You got too much information on me. You
right.
know what I mean?
All real right talk. There. Yeah.
It's all there, all over the place. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, you literally take a picture of the front of the car whenever this stuff happens. You see me in the car.
That's you true. Gotta,
like, I'm in the picture. Like, there's That's so true. Many things already.
There's so, yeah. So just use one of those, I guess.
Yeah. You can't find me. You got my ID. You got all the IDs. You can match it to the picture. All right.
Or
you got
maybe
all
just,
the cars.
Maybe just, you know what? Just let it go.
Yeah, let it rock. If you can't figure it out with all that info, let it rock.
I mean, if you weren't there in the moment, then I guess it happened and we're all still okay.
Until That's you, it. Keep it moving.
Keep just let it go. Just like why you talk? Why you always bringing up old shit? Huh? Police? Why you always talking about what happened?
only time Shalay was toxic in a relationship was in a relationship with the city. In other news, Massachusetts library will let you pay late fees with cat pictures. That's right. It's March Meowness. Oh, my God. Okay. Who would think that one day you could use a cat picture as currency? Well, in an effort to encourage library use, the Worcester?
No, I'm sure it's just Worcher. Worcher. I'm sure it's just like Worcester or something like that. Because all those New England names are like, they have all these extra letters. And then when you say it, it's just like murmur. And that's it. So
Worcester Public Library in Massachusetts is accepting photos of cats as payments for outstanding fines on lost or damaged library materials throughout this month. Library officials say a significant number of young patrons have accumulated fees since the start of the pandemic, and they hope the cat photo program will incentivize their return. Even if you don't have a cat in your life, you can still draw one. Jesus, they're desperate for books.
Hold on. You're going hard on them. Jeez, these idiots. You say it like that.
I'm picturing empty ass libraries over there. Like, yo.
I don't think the cupboards are bare.
Jesus. We need these book back, please. You know what I mean?
Please, and we don't care. Poops. Don't know how to hold on to a book. Asking for anything. Just come in and spell the word cat and we'll take your book back. No questions.
Oh, man. This is terrible, man.
Well, I think it's just that thing of like when you rented out whatever and you know it's going to cost a little something to bring it back. You know there's going to be a late fee. And you're like, oh, I got to pay that late fee. Or oh, I'll just do that like next week. I'll do it tomorrow. And you just keep putting it off and putting off till it's a point where you're like, oh, no, if I go, they're going to arrest me. They are not going to arrest you. But it feels like it. You feel guilty. And you feel just like, oh, gosh, I can't even walk by. I can't drive by any library anymore. You know, like you just feel bad. And I think this is just them going, hey, man, just draw a cat. And bring the stuff back. And we good. You know, like, it's not that crucial. But I don't think they're just like, we have nothing to rent to anyone. I don't think their whole... There are still encyclopedias. No one's taking home reference books like that.
We got 8 books in microfiche. We need these books. Please.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad. That's very funny. You know? You're like, these dummies.
Oh, man. That's awesome, B. Finally, we have spring breaks. Hottest shot. A bartender serves a drink along with a slap to the face. That's right. Spring breakers in Fort Lauderdale, Florida are cramming into a local bar for shots to slaps. But it's not for a bar fight. Ha ha ha. New York Post really got trash comedy writers, yo.
They're the worst and they think they're the best.
Real talk, yo.
They are so proud of everything they do. And it's all so horrible.
Bartender Ayana Callis, 26, serves her signature hurricane shots at the Backyard Fort Lauderdale for $30 every night for the popular party season. The specialty shots is a full performance, though. Spring break revelers take a shot from a glass held in Callis's mouth before getting a pitcher of water poured on their head and a slap to the face.
Oh my God. Stop it. Get a dom. Now I'm like, get out of here. What are you doing? You are taking up space and you're making it slippery in there. Fucking get a dominatrix and take care of that shit off site. I did not travel all the way to Fort Lauderdale to get fucked up with you getting slapped around. Take it to the parking lot, my man. Get out of here.
Yo, imagine if that's how you broke your ankle, Sha.
What? I mean, people.
You're like, yo, what happened? Yo, some fucking dude ordered a shot next to me.
That would be more shocking because they'd be like, what were you doing at a bar?
Yeah, let's talk about the slap later. Sha, you was at a bar?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. They get a full pitcher of water thrown on them. Then they get slapped in the face. She wants to let us know that she always insists on consent first before slapping somebody. And she is a performer. She's making it look really good. Like, she's slapping them as hard. She's making it look like she's slapping them as hard as she can, but not actually slapping them as hard as she can. Prices vary depending on the alcohol and the intensity of the routine. She estimates that she sells between 150 and 200 shots a night. Yo, there's people getting rocked in the face.
Oh, man.
That's wild, yo.
No, I just saw the next sentence, and it says, the bartender didn't invent the hurricane shot, but the fit server has put her own spin on the experience with her acrobatic moves and wrestling-style theatrics as her alter ego, Hurricane Ayana. Which, now, when I'm thinking, okay, wrestling, all right.
Yeah.
You got to be careful because, you know, some idiot is going to be like, wait a minute, that hurt. And now you got security having to walk you to your car or some shit. You know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that. But, like, as long as there's the same kind of security as there is at a strip club, not to say that what she's doing is the same as doing, but a strip club is performance. And that is, I feel like sometimes people forget that part. It is, you know, you pay for the performance, yes, but you don't then get to, if you didn't like the performance, you don't get to chase them down afterwards or to hit them in it. You know what I mean?
Leave it yell.
Yeah, I hope that this is safe for her, but like, what a ridiculous thing.
Hey. If you would like to have me and Shalewa slap you for $6,000, no problem.
Absolutely.
Yo, you know the email. We give you two for one. We each slap you. Okay?
Now, those are messages I want to see in my inboxes.
All you got to do is like and subscribe to the show, baby. You're an Apple, Spotify listener. We appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You've never been slapped by either one of us. Admittedly, that's okay. I get it. You know.
Yeah. I can't think of too many people I've slapped.
Yeah. I still remember Valerie High School. I slapped the shit out of him.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Came a whole thing. You know. People talk about it. I put it in a rap song afterward. And I did the rap song in the talent show. It was a whole thing. Straight up. It was crazy.
Oh, my. You're. What?
5 stars. You were there when I slapped Valerie. Real talk. You know, my slap game is crazy.
Yeah, legendary. I mean, it's been put into song.
Real talk. I slapped him into working at Foot Locker for 15 years, you know?
What?
Changed his whole trajectory, his whole career.
Okay. All right. So there are levels to the slap thing. If you need somebody to slap you into a new realization of life, I guess that would be Gastor. But if you need someone to just kind of wake your ass up and ask yourself, what am I doing right now in this moment? I'll take care of that.
There you go.
for you to be like, whoa, okay, wait, I'm going the wrong way. I will let you know if you're going the wrong way. Gastor will let you know if you got off, if you're in the wrong place.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. We ain't cool, but like I've heard from people, he like, yeah, nah, he was going to do some crazy shit for his career. But, like, he just realized I like sneakers, you know? And, like, that dude's trying to be a rapper. I changed all of that for that young man.
Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome. Wherever you are in Valley Stream.
No, don't. You know? I don't know if you should. Please. As your counsel, Gastor, I am recommending that you say nothing else. He pleads the fifth. Troops and Corps Fund. Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All of them. You know? If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo at Gastromonte. Shout outs this week to Dana Ford, Shannon Lemoyne, Lori McDaniel, FCVLJ, and Black Girl Blue, right? One of us. Who else was it?
Oh yeah, Black Lady Blue.
Black Lady Blue as well. Twitter works, as you see. We out here. We check all the articles. Yeah. Bang bang. You know what I mean? This has been admit a cathartic episode.
You really got it out. You got it out.
My name's Gaspar Bonte with, you know, my lawyer / spiritual advisor, Shalewa Shaw.
Yeah.
We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.